And let's go now to Cairo, where demonstrators swarmed Tahrir Square last night to denounce the Egyptian president's recent decision to give himself unchecked powers. This was the largest protest since Mohamed Morsi became president last summer, and it was notable because Egypt's secular opposition found a rare moment of unity. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson was on the square, and she sent this report.
Waves of protesters marched into Tahrir Square from across Cairo. They shouted slogans heard during the revolution that ousted former leader Hosni Mubarak from power. Down, down with the Morsi regime was a common refrain. The reasons people came were far more varied. Eda Osama, a university student and observant Muslim wearing a headscarf, says she and her friends came to express their anger over Morsi's decrees. He's a dictator, she says. She complains that instead of reforming the police and ending poverty, Morsi is giving himself legislative and judicial powers. But businessman Amr Saad says he came to protest Islamists being in charge of his country.
As you can see, most of the people here they are moderate Egyptians, and they want to bring back the normal Egypt, the moderate Egypt.
Nineteen-year-old Tahrir protester Amna Magdi says she hoped their presence would send a strong message to the Brotherhood.
So we still have hope that actually people are still aware that we are in the revolution and it's still continuing.
But the group's officials dismissed the rally as sour grapes. Reached by phone, Subhi Saleh, who is a leader with the Brotherhood's Freedom and Justice Party, accused the protesters of being Mubarak-era remnants, or Falul, and their supporters. Many protesters in Tahrir Square vowed to stay until the decrees were rescinded. But as is often the case here, few followed through. Live camera footage showed Egyptian police firing tear gas into the square this morning to try and disperse the dozens who remained. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.